I call the Policy Curriculum Committee meeting to order. Approval of the agenda.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
The vote is 3-1, 3-0. Discussion.
All right, so as I'm sure you've seen in the news, there's been a lot of developments as it comes to Title IX. So NEOLA, our policy company, has been monitoring that. Initially, it was hold tight for a little bit. Let's make sure how things happen. Initially, a local federal judge in Kentucky, I believe it was, did overturn Title IX. They were initially expecting counter lawsuits, but then with the Trump administration coming in, it never came to fruition because they figured it would be overturned at the executive level. And that is obviously what happened. So this policy update rescinds policy 2264, which is one that was adopted in July. And then it revises the 2266. So the 2266 is the old policy, the 2020 policy, which is the update before. Yep. That has still been in effect because complaints that happened prior to that August 1st, of 24, we had to use the old policy. And if the complaints, like the action came after August 1st, we had to use the new policy. So we had both of them enacted. So we're rescinding the new one. That old one that's still in play, the only thing that's changing on there is there was a sunset clause put in there saying that if the accusation, if the complaint comes after August 1st, use that new policy. So now that sunset clause is taken out of it, and it's just put back into what the policy was.
Good.
So,
I have one question on. Well, actually, I have a couple questions.
Okay.
So the verbiage it's probably the same as it was before, but I do have a question.
I'm sure. So you're looking at 2266?
2266.
Yes,
yep.
Ma'am.
The verbiage, right in the very beginning here, it says discrimination on the basis of sex, parentheses, including sexual orientation or gender identity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this can be interpreted, could be interpreted the same as 2264.
Yep.
Okay.
So the reason that is still in there is because of a Wisconsin state law that's applicable. So this initial cover sheet that I gave you, mm-hmm. on the back side, it does explain that. So it says, reminder regarding Wisconsin applicable law, and basically it sticks us in the middle of all of it.
So, this is my question, because mm-hmm. of that, what mm-hmm. protections are there for non-trans boys and girls in locker rooms and bathrooms? And the reason why I'm asking is because will this verbiage put us in compliance with the HR 28, which is the updated version of 734, which is already passed the House and is before the Senate, and there's 87 other bills that are limiting the transgender rights that are before the House, before Congress.
Mm-hmm. So if it goes federal and then it's over the top of the Wisconsin one, we'll have to see what updates. What would probably happen is this policy would just be updated.
Have to be updated. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then how do we remain fluid so we can respond in a timely manner as these things are or are not passed?
So that's what NEOLA does for us. That's what the policy company. They are the ones that update, because when something does come up like that, there's always time to adopt it. So even though the policy may change, or like what the regulations are may change, they usually say, you know, you have until this date to be in compliance with it. So then what NEOLA would do is do an update to ours for us to adopt before that date.
Okay.
For instance, the policy from July that was adopted was enacted by the Department of Education in April, was put out, said by August 1st, you have to be in compliance with it. Neola says, okay, they digest it all. They figure out what's how to put that into policy, get it to us in June to July to get it enacted for August. So again, same thing, like if on the flip side, some of this coming out, some of this verbiage coming out to get in compliance, they'll say your policies have to be in compliance and not use the terms gender identity or whatever by this date. And then we update according to that.
Okay.
So like it's not, you don't have to. I kind of do, but really I rely on Neola, but I stay up to date on that too to make sure when we need to, and our attorneys and the attorneys that work for Neola are the ones that say, okay, this was enacted, we need to change this policy, and we do it through a policy update.
I just feel like there's going to be so many changes coming down because, okay, this is like one of the things that I think, like, I'm trying to foresee things, is that HR 28 only deals with the girls' locker rooms, mm-hmm. with female sports. Mm-hmm. It doesn't deal with boys' sports and protecting, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, which
I
is
do.
Kind of discrimination in itself.
Yep.
So mm-hmm. I can just foresee that other things are just going to come down the pipeline. So mm-hmm. that's...
Yep.
But when you hear about that and other people talk about that, the news, you don't hear, well, this boy doesn't, you know, want the girls shouldn't be in the boys' sports. It's just all...
I've actually been hearing a lot about it.
Oh,
so.
I haven't heard that. But you all the other ones, the news and everything, it's all about the girls being protected.
Yes, and that's why I'm like, okay, why is everything...
Yeah.
Like, that's going to be brought
yep.
up. Because
no, for
people
yeah, sure
upset.
It will.
They're
yeah.
only dealing with
I was on a superintendent, our association update, and then with their lawyers, that they and they're just like, it's a mess, and it's all gonna come out through lawsuits, and that and it really is. No matter which side you adopt,
yeah.
the other side is going to file. There are a
yeah.
lot of special interest groups that will be the ones filing the lawsuits on either side of it, and unfortunately, the school districts are going to be caught in the middle.
Right, and that's just
so we do stay up to date, but that you know to do our best to do our due diligence, but at the same time, who's gonna file the lawsuit? I don't know. On which side?
Well, I mean,
you know what I mean? It just...
It's in the... There's articles in of the abuses on the other side, too.
Yep.
I mean,
yeah.
It happens.
It's just
it's
not
happening.
As much.
Well,
it's more than you think. Like, I have the alerts popping up like you wouldn't believe. Mm-hmm. Like, it just... It's crazy. But, so, I know that, you know what I'm saying... It's going to happen on the other side, too. So there's going to be continual changes.
Absolutely.
I feel like over the next,
mm-hmm.
For the long term,
mm-hmm.
there's going to
mm-hmm.
be a lot of changes coming down. So,
mm-hmm.
okay.
Thank goodness we've got Neola watching out for us.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. All right. Any other questions on the policy? Again, it's taking out what was enacted with the 2024 law. It is re-putting in what was there from 2020 with the change of the sunset where it ended August 1st or July 31st, 2024. That piece is taken out, so it is continued. Okay.
Okay. So we'll take it to the board then?
Yep.
Okay. I need a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
We are adjourned at 5:42.